basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones. Oh, baby. Ooh. Yes, I'm a victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow.
What a night. What a night. Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen, improves to 12-5. The magical ride, the magic carpet ride through the Southeastern Conference continues as Tennessee goes to 4-1 in the league. The Vols now have three road wins. Texas A&M, pesky Texas A&M awaits at home on Saturday. Tennessee fulfilling the basketball Jones of the Tennessee Nation tonight. What an unbelievable second half. Surviving, seeing a 17-point lead whittled down to three. And Tennessee hangs on at the end for a thrilling 66-62 win. And I'll tell you, Mackey's three, it goes in and out with 13.8 seconds left. Reese is then fouled, misses the first. His arm is bandaged in between shots. I mean, what are you trying to do to me? My heart is shaking in my chest over here. Unbelievable. Tony Basilio reporting. Smart Way, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, Tennessee basketball overtime as we serve you from border to border, from coast to coast. I will have some word on Southern Miss and what went on there today. And Seth Davis, if you're listening, you are a little imp. You are a dookie-loving, Conzo Martin boot-licking, bathwater-drinking imp, sir. What a punk and a clown he is. Threw a backhand compliment at Don.
Well, Donnie Kendall's having a really, he's really done a great job, but it's been a really long day for him.
I want you to shut the hell up and worry about the teams on Tobacco Road, which is all you care about. And leave the rest of the world to us, where the real basketball is played. Keith Hatfield, I bring you in. Smartway, Dalton Bearing, and Hydraulics. Tennessee basketball overtime. Your commercial break-free home for immediate basketball reaction following another thriller. Tennessee, a 7-point underdog, a game I did not think they would win. I said so today. Chrissy Boy Dorch and myself today both agreed we didn't think Tennessee would win this game. We thought they'd have a difficult time. Randy Moore of InsideTennessee.com thought Tennessee would have a difficult time winning tonight. These guys do not care. There is no distraction with what's going on at Southern Miss. There is no distraction with playing on the road. There is no distraction. Hatfield, that was a really impressive basketball game tonight. Good evening.
Had them all the way. Had them all the way, Tony.
All the way. We had them at hello, Hatfield.
Had them all the way.
Are you... Give me your first thoughts after that one.
Oh, I mean, other than just some really, real... I mean, this team, Tony, we've talked about it before. This team is not one of Pete Carril's late 80s, early 90s teams. As far as basketball IQ.
Interesting.
It's just not. I mean, they make some plays down the stretch that just defy all logic. But all that matters is you get out of there with a road win. That's the second time. I mean, the last two Tuesday nights, they've put themselves in danger. But when it's all said and done, they win both those games against two decent opponents. I mean, Arkansas and South Carolina are both teams that are kind of scuffling around in the middle of the league with everybody else, and I think teams that certainly you can easily lose to, and Tennessee picks them both off. And if you'd have told me this team was going to be four, I'll put it this way: if you'd have given me two opportunities, Tony, and you just said this team is either going to be 4-1 in the conference, or they're only going to win 4 games in the entire league schedule, I'd have probably taken the second part of that.
I can't believe it.
Oh, there's no rhyme or reason to this team being 4-1 other than you've got a strong-willed coach who's not going to be distracted from the task at hand and be concerned about his own personal stuff right now. And you've got a bunch of tough-minded players
yep.
who deserve a world of credit tonight.
Yep.
I mean, you look at a situation where Josh Richardson misses significant portions of the game with foul trouble, and they managed to maintain the lead and keep it about where it was for most of the time he was out, until South Carolina has a little flurry there, and Tennessee got loose with the ball and let him back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought everybody, and how about Robert Hubbs making 3 or 4 just
can you believe
games,
that?
Just plays that, I mean, here's a guy who hadn't made a play of significance in a year and a half here. Now, granted, he was hurt for most of last year, but hadn't really made a play of, I mean, we're talking two or three weeks ago that we're all to the point that we're just beginning to wonder, hey, is this not going to work for this guy? And, I mean, the offensive rebound he got to put him back up 8 was the biggest play of the game.
Keith, talk to me here. Should I go through the Southern Miss stuff, or should we just get to some phone calls? Because I got a bunch of people listening right now, tonight, that want to hear what we know. So, what would you do?
I'll leave that to you. I'm just riding shotgun. You make the call.
Okay. Let me just say what the Southern Miss thing was about today. What I believe it was about after making tons of calls and trying to get some word on the ground there, and just some people we've been able to develop through this, because knowing that there's a possibility that this thing's gonna, well, it's gonna develop. Before I get into it, let me just say this. All lines are currently jammed, 865-200-5402. I'm coming right to the calls. A couple things about this. First of all, it's a real fluid situation, okay? I believe the information I'm about to give you is extremely accurate, and I believe this is tied to why Southern Miss did what Southern Miss did today. Now, the national media is framing it that it was a bad day for Donnie Tindall. I don't see it that way. And you may not after I finish here, or you may, but I don't see that it was a bad day for Donnie Tindall with what Southern Miss did. Because what Southern Miss essentially did is, it'd be like me saying that the most beautiful girl at Kennett High School circa 1985, it'd be like me walking up to her and going, you know what I've decided? I've decided I'm not going to go out with you this year. That's what Southern Miss did today. Because that girl would have looked at me and gone, you're 105 pounds. Your nose is bigger than your bicep. What in the hell are you talking about? You took yourself out of what? You took yourself out of postseason. You haven't won a game in your league. What postseason are you going to? Oh, you mean the one game you're going to play in the Conference USA tournament? Here's the deal. Southern Miss imposed their own postseason ban. We know about that. Here's what you have to understand. Here's the backstory. Southern Miss did this as a preemptive strike. This will be at TonyBasilio.com tomorrow. Southern Miss did this as a preemptive strike, we've learned tonight, because they're concerned with some rather loose compliance that perhaps occurred during Tindall's time in Hattiesburg. Apparently, there are two players who both are currently, by the way, on the Eagles roster, and I didn't want to get into who they are. That's not the point. That were recruited to Southern Miss by Donnie Tindall, that were allowed to enter school there through the compliance folks, even though they were living with their high school coaches. Now, the crux of the concern may have been, in fact, that may have triggered this action by Southern Miss administration. Donnie Tindall, according to sources I talked to, there and around it, had the full and complete blessing of the Southern Miss Compliance Department before bringing those players to campus. The names are not being named in my report of the two kids. This is what I was told by a source tonight. The two partial qualifiers at the center of this investigation had been living with their high school coaches, and Tyndall Southern Miss staff had checked with the compliance to see if the high school coaches were allowed to pay on the front end for each athlete's first year while they sat out. This was signed off on by the compliance folks there. And then I was told further, Tony, I believe this to be the case, and if it is true, this is a clear case of failure to monitor, a failure to monitor charge, more than likely for Southern Miss. This likely won't follow Tyndall to Tennessee, I was told tonight. Southern Miss is simply getting out in front of this. Now, the NCAA letter still has to come. There's still a lot that's going to happen in this. But to frame this any other way than, oh, you mean it wasn't just all Donnie Tyndall at Southern Miss? Hey, what did your parents teach you? Mine taught me it takes two to tango. Takes two to tango. It's real easy to blame all of it on him. And it's such a mess there for Doc Sadler, who I feel so bad for, and it's part of my report, some of the digging. He is really not happy. He feels like he was misled big time in this deal. But we'll go to the phones. And that's not going to work for Seth Davis tonight. That's not going to fit his narrative. It's not going to work for Seth and his private school sensibilities and his blue blood sensibilities. It's not going to work for Seth. I understand that. Let's go to the phones. We're going to celebrate tonight. I think this is unbelievable. I think this is amazing. I think it's incredible. I can't believe it. Let's go to the phones. What I'm telling you tonight is you just got a double shot of good news, because I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you right now that the development at Southern Miss today is not, it's not bad. It's not. Now, I don't know what's coming. I don't know what's coming. But this win tonight and what these kids have accomplished, that's what we're going to focus on here. I wanted to get that out because I put it on Twitter earlier, and I know some people want to go to bed. And if that's you, nighty-nighty. You can read more tomorrow at TonyBasilio.com about it. Let's go to the phones at 865-200-5402. Keith Hatfield's there. I'm ensconced in the Raymere studio, and let's go to the phones. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, who is Doc Sadler?
He is the coach at Southern Miss.
Okay, okay. Hey, as soon as I heard that, as soon as I heard them say that on the game, the first thing I thought was to pull up Southern Miss and look at their record. And I see they're 0-5 in the conference and 5-11 overall. Of course they're not going to go to the NCAA tournament.
Well, that's like me. That's like me saying that I'm not eligible right now for the bodybuilding contest that's going to be taking place in West Knoxville, Mr. West Knoxville.
Yeah, it's kind of like me saying I'm going down to the Tough Man contest.
Interesting.
But I'll tell you what, guys. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. We're doing even better than I thought we were going to do. I thought we were capable of going 11-7 in the conference, but I'm telling you, we got the next four games, Texas A&M, at Arkansas, at home against Auburn and Mississippi State. We're winning three of those four games. That puts us at what, Tony?
Keith, we had a conversation earlier today. Tonight's game could be a real doorway game for this team, right?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I think there's probably, I mean, certainly I don't want to put great pressure on this team, because I mean, I think we know that this team's margin for error is about non-existent, but I think at this point, if you just look at it from a purely how Tennessee's played compared to the teams they're about to play, I think it would be a surprise if they're not sitting at 7-2 after these next four.
And guys, I'll be honest with you. I thought tonight was one of our toughest games in the next four or five. And, you know, we came out of there with a win. And you know what? I hate to sound like Don from Sheepwater, but I'll tell you one thing. That foul they called out there on the three-point line, how bad did that guy walk?
Oh, unbelievable. And there's very, very little mention of that. And then, conversely, Josh Richardson is basically thrown to the floor, and there's nothing. There's no mention of it. Those guys announcing that game were cheering for South Carolina big time, and it's only human nature, because those South Carolina kids had no business being in that game at the end, but they didn't quit, and that's why they were in it.
Yeah, and guys, after we finish up with after we go to Arkansas and then have Auburn and Mississippi State at home,
mm-hmm.
we've got a critical two-game stretch on the road, and I think we're capable of winning both of those. But if you offer me right now, I'd take a split, and that's at Georgia and at Vanderbilt.
Thank you, Jake. I hope you're right. I'll take some splits. I'll do the splits all day long. I'm just blown away, Hatfield, that team won that game tonight in that environment against that backdrop on this day. I just think that's – I appreciate the heck out of what these kids have done.
Well, but, Tony, didn't you get the memo a few years ago? It's impossible to coach with an NCAA cloud over you. It's totally impossible.
865-200-5402. Yeah, these guys – Keith, let's talk about the development of Armani Moore for 1 second. I made the point tonight on the Twitterer, and I really believe this, okay? On the Twitterer, I made the case that Armani Moore is Dane Bradshaw right now. That's what he's developing into. They have him essentially, they've turned a guy that was recruited to be a point guard into a forward. And he is excelling at that position. He's not the brightest basketball player in the world. I mean, that's true. But he's also not afraid. They were not afraid tonight. I mean, granted, they were tired and they were missing foul shots late and they're going to do some goofy things. And South Carolina did get some breaks there. The one ball, Keith, that was tipped in the middle of that flurry by Carrera, hit off his shoulder and went in. Did you see that? I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and Tony, I don't think it's as much they get tired and miss free throws. They miss free throws because they're bad free throw shooters.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Incredible win by the Vols tonight. Let's go back to our phones. Hello and welcome. You're on your smart way. Dalton Behring and Hydraulic, Tennessee basketball overtime.
Tony, this is fake Dave Nathan.
Hey, buddy.
And I'll tell you what a wild ride this one's going to be. Good grief. This is, it was all that I anticipated and then some. The one gripe that I will have about this team, or that I do have about this team, is they have the hardest time closing guys out when they're up by a substantial margin. They just, I don't know what it is about them. They give up open threes, and then, And the game is way closer than what it should be at the very end.
There's no question. But they're gassed, and they're trying to finish, and they're on the road, and that's why it's hard to win on the road.
Because
to beat somebody on the road, man, you got to play for 40 minutes and beat somebody on the road.
That's right. And I'm not knocking them, but that's just it just seems to be part of what they do.
Yeah.
But goodness gracious, there's some good news that you brought earlier, if that's the truth about Pendle and what the NCAA is going to...
No, that's not what the... No, no, no.
That's not what the NCAA is saying.
That's what... No, let's make a distinction here. It's what Southern Miss did preemptively. The NCAA, and I'm writing about this tomorrow in my blog, will have a extensive laundry list of allegations against Donnie Tindall. Just know that's coming. He's not out of any woods tonight. He's, by no means is he out of the woods. No way is he out of the woods. But what it shows here is it takes two to tango, which is different than the narrative that we've been fed so far.
I mean, what do you guys think that he's? I mean, what are the chances that the hammer gets dropped on him? I don't think. I mean, obviously we don't know until we see what the NCAA gives him. But at this point in time, do we? I mean,
I wouldn't even dare to speculate on that because the NCAA does to whom. How and why, who knows? It's like trying to guess why the wind blows a certain way. I mean, who knows?
I agree. Back to the game, though, real quick. Armani Moore, he really is morphing into a player that I think that Tennessee fans are going to adore for years to come. I think that he's going to be one of those guys that we look back back on, kind of like the glue player, like you said, kind of like Dane Bradshaw was. But watching the game tonight, listen to those announcers. That's Dino
Gaudio. That's Keith's boy right there, Dino Gaudio.
Keith, is that your boy?
Oh, he's awful. He's absolutely atrocious.
Did I hear him correctly tonight that he said that the women's NCAA
is great
basketball championship is
great basketball.
It's just as great.
Yes,
and on par with the men's.
Here's what you have. Here's what you have on the SEC network. They tell them push, push, push. Push. I mean, at some point, you have to have some credibility. Dino Gaudio knows that's not true. But come on.
How can you say that?
I mean, you can't say stuff like that. I mean, at some point, you got it for the spirit of what we're doing here. You can't say things like that.
Oh, gosh, man. That was crazy. I don't know where this ride's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a ton of fun. Up to this point, and I think that I'm with Jeek, full sheep. I mean, we can go 3-1 in the next four games. I think that the Arkansas game is obviously the toughest game that we have on the road. But again, I wouldn't count Tennessee out anytime they hit the court.
You saw tonight. Well, you saw tonight why I don't count them in any game. I don't count them out. And I don't count them in. I'm still to the point right now where I'm just going to enjoy every game with no expectation of winning. And when it happens like tonight, I'm thrilled to death. I'm thrilled by tonight's result. Thrilled by it.
I mean, you take these wins, I agree. And you just, you gotta hold them tight because you never know what you're going to get the next game.
You got it. And the other thing is, you don't know what you're going to get from one TV timeout to the next. We saw that tonight. They fell asleep a little bit down the stretch. And as Keith said, this team's capable of throwing up a 7-minute scoreless streak, which means that no game is out of reach, no lead is safe. By the same token, when they're leading at halftime, the trend is they're 8-0 on the year. Don't mess with the Vols when they're up at halftime. Because my man can coach. Now, he can coach some basketball.
Exactly right. He can coach some basketball. I do want to say that I felt like we got hammered on the offensive boards tonight.
No question.
I don't know what the final numbers were, but it seemed like every time you looked up, I mean, South Carolina was able to get back in there and get a second chance shot. Now that while they didn't make many of them, they were getting a lot of second chance points. I don't know if Reese was out of position more often than he has been in the last few games, but he's normally the guy that can get in there and get those rebounds and stop that from happening. But, you know, a win's a win. And, again, they're probably going to be ugly like this or ugly from here on out. But I'll take ugly every day of the week.
You
man.
Better believe it. I'll take this game.
I love what these guys are doing. I love you guys. And
thank you, brother.
Show.
Thank you, man. 15 straight over South Carolina. 15 straight. Hatfield tonight, rebounding in tonight's game. Tennessee had 28, and South Carolina 34. I would have thought it would have been a lot worse than that. In tonight's game, Keith, 17 offensive rebounds. 17 offensive rebounds, and Tennessee still gets out of there with a win. They surrendered 17 offensive rebounds. They turned the ball over 18 times to South Carolina's 10, Keith, and they still got out of there with a win.
Well, I mean, that means South Carolina missed a whole bunch of shots. I mean, you're going to get, when you shoot it as poorly as they did for the first 32 minutes, I mean, you're going to get some offensive rebounds. Just the law of averages say you're going to get some offensive rebounds.
And
small enough up front, they're not going to rebound.
No, they're not. They're just not. And what I like is he's just gone small. He's taken Carmichael and he's kind of diminished his role and letting him pick his spots where he's playing, and Owens, just kind of letting those guys get their feet wet as they go. But he's got his core six or seven, and he's just letting those guys play.
Oh, I think that's what you got to do. You got to play your best guys. And also, Tony, in the spirit of the Southern Miss announcement today,
I would like to go ahead and announce that I will not be competing in the main event at WrestleMania this year.
Oh man, that's unbelievably great breaking news. Unbelievably great breaking news. I mean, who is Southern Miss? What in the hell? And the Sheet Press lapping that up. And then you go look at their record. I mean, they make the team sound like they're 17-2. What? I mean.
Yeah, like it was some gutsy move to know.
What?
Just look at them sacrificing to do the right thing.
Wow. I mean, they're just standing up for what they believe in.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Grab another caller on your smart way. Dalton Behring and Hydraulics. Tennessee basketball overtime. Hello. Yes, hello. Hello?
Hey, Tony.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Tony's Meadmore.
Go ahead, buddy.
Tony, I'm full on board now, brother.
Well, great. So we'll talk about the game. Let's talk about it.
Tony, it's... How can you turn the ball over 18 times? We shot a pretty good percentage. But you get out rebounded. The Little have 17 offensive rebounds. I mean, it's just this team is just completely took on the personality of the coach.
I would say that's true. This guy is not. He is not concerned. He's very comfortable in his skin. And you know, tonight, I mean, let's face it, they buckled a little bit down the stretch. But you're on the road. They're playing twice as many players as you are. You know, sooner or later, you got Josh out of the game, disrupting the flow with the four fouls, Keith. That was huge. You know, the one learning experience from tonight's game is Josh, when he has two fouls coming out of halftime, Keith, cannot pick his third foul up 30 feet from the basket. You cannot do that.
Well, no, and the fourth foul wasn't terribly smart either. I mean, Josh is going to be able to block guys' shots coming from behind and chasing guys down, but Josh isn't going to jump up in the middle of the lane and block one of Michael Carrera's shots.
Not happening.
Just not going to happen.
Risk reward. I mean, you got to say, I need to be on the floor here.
Yeah, I mean, I would just assume if him have slacked off defensively early in the second half,
because
it's probably South Carolina was shooting it. I don't think it required any grand pressure on them to and. Certainly. I mean, yeah, when he's out of the game, well, you saw. I mean, the ball started flying all over the place, and you could just feel it coming. And I think probably Coach Tindall it will probably admit that he started playing offense-defense a little too much towards the end of the game, taking Josh out and putting Carmichael in. Because the danger there is, look, if we're not scoring baskets and we're not getting the play stopped and they're not fouling, you don't get Josh back in the game. I mean, there were a couple of sequences there where Josh ended up being out of the game for two or three possessions because we couldn't get the game stopped. So, but it happens. I mean, that's certainly if that's the worst strategic move Donnie Tindall makes all year, we're in pretty good shape.
Anything else, Mark?
Tony, a couple more comments. Donnie was styling and profiling in the white shoes tonight.
Yeah, the coaches for cancer. Get up. The kids from Carolina had the pink socks on. Yeah, Donnie is a real trip, man. It is really hard to dislike this basketball team. This is the first time, according to my buddy Reed Carringer over at Rocky Top Insider, Tennessee has started 3-0 in SEC play since 2009.
Hey, Tony, one more comment. What was that guy's name? That was doing the play-by-play.
Oh, Dino Gaudio?
Yeah. He said Scotty Hobson was at the line.
Oh, I don't know who the play-by-play guy was. Thanks for the call, Mark. That's what I would like to see. Josh play a little more like Scotty Hobson on defense sometimes. Let guys go. It's okay. Man, I'll tell you what, Keith, that ball tonight, when he turned that ball over, and he got back and blocked that shot, and that guard from South Carolina turned around and looked at him like, how in the world did you just get that?
Yeah.
That kid
has sick athletic ability.
Well,
I mean, if you're watching film on Tennessee, he's done that three or four times this year. So if you're out in front of the field against Tennessee, you got to be kind of looking over your shoulder now.
You know,
Monty Moore's done that a couple of times. I mean, we
We've got guys that'll chase you, that can chase you down and block your shot.
So. And are not, and will not hesitate to go after it.
No.
To the phones we go. By the way, I want to thank my friends at Smartway. Let me say a word here about them. All lines are currently jammed at 40 past 11 in the Eastern time zone, but I'm glad we don't live in a basketball market. I'm glad, and it's work day tomorrow. I'm glad we don't live in a basketball market. I just want to get that out there. Smartway, go smartway.net. Everything for your home, Smartway has where you're going to pay your way. Smartway, Knoxville's newest retailer of furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones, tires, offering you products in a way that you've never seen before. And the way Smartway works is you can buy it today, pay in full, choose 120 days, 6 months, same as cash, or pay the cash price, go out the door within the first 120 days or 6 months, or you choose a lease purchase rent to own agreement where you choose your payment amount and you choose the frequency, how many times you're going to pay. You can pay once a week. You can pay once a month. And you work it out with them. Here's the deal, though. You can change the terms whenever you want to. That's why people are raving about Smartway. I've had so many people come back to me raving about doing business with Smartway. And the best thing about it is all on-time lease payments earn 2% in-store cash credit that can be used anytime for what you want, when you want it. And that's why we say, Go Smartway. Online at GoSmartway.net, 8416 Kingston Pike near Bearden High School. Back to the phones we go. It's right off Walker Springs Road, off your interstate in Kingston Pike. Let's go back to the phones and grab our next call. Thank you, Mark, for the call. Let's get our next call in here. Hello and welcome. You're on your Smartway, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, Tennessee basketball overtime.
Yes, yes. How you doing, man?
How you doing? Hey, T. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, dude. How do you peg me like that, man? How am I dead to right like that? What's the drill, bro?
I don't think there are two people among the billions that inhabit planet Earth, TR, that sound like you. do me a little Steve from Lexington.
No.
Come on, man. Do his laugh at least.
If you want Coney, you got him on speed dial, brah. Hmm. You got Coney on speed dial. Just leave me out of it.
TR, what'd you think of the win tonight?
Man, who could you not say stepped up to the plate? I mean,
great point. Great point. I cannot find
Robert Hubbs.
Yep.
Robert Hubbs has a timely. I mean, Josh Richardson, that shot clock, you know, 1 second in the first half, mm-hmm. Drano. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, we had to step up to the plate, man. Like you said the other night, man, we had to play a perfect game, but you said, we played a perfect game. We was like, 3 for 20 from the free throw line, just to be,
tonight,
blowing that out of proportion.
Actually, you know what?
Like, 12 for 24.
No,
I don't know.
We were 10 for 17 from the foul line. But 5-11.
Well,
but 5 for 11 in the second half.
This was a couple games ago, man.
Oh, the other night. Yeah, that one night where they were 1 for 8 against Arkansas, but they made the shots down the stretch when it counted.
Right. Yeah, man. You know what? 4-1, what are you going to say, man? 4-1, we're looking up at Kentucky.
Amazing.
And nobody else. We're looking down at everybody else.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
It's a start. It's a good start, man. I said, has Hatfield swallowed the mic or what?
Hatfield, have you swallowed the mic?
Your mic, Hatfield?
No, I have not.
Talk to me, Bubba.
No, I don't think there's any doubt. This team right now is probably playing the second best basketball in the SEC. I mean, you what? Florida goes out tonight after appearing to get themselves kind of righted and gets absolutely blown out of their own gym by LSU. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as anyone who's playing as well as Tennessee now, other than Kentucky, it's probably Georgia. Is probably the team playing the next best basketball in this. I mean, LSU, when they choose to show up, which seems to be about every other night,
is probably the second most talented team in the league, but Tennessee's in second place right now, a game clear of everybody else for a reason.
This team has three road wins right now, and they're not done winning on the road yet.
They just, you know, we got some holdover. I love Konzo, but I don't want to give him no credit for where we're at. I give him credit for what he did when he was here, and that kind of transfers over to this year, man. I mean, he instills some Amani Moore, Josh Richardson, Derek Reese, but Butterbean has really got the most out of him. He's kicked it in overdrive with Bachman, Turner, overdrive, and, you know, the rest of the cast, man. I mean, punter. I'm the punter looking for love.
TR, let me tell you something. No, let me tell
Don
you
something. Dockin, that's right.
Donnie Dockin.
I'm the punter looking for love this lonely night again.
Let me ask
on these lonely streets.
Hatfield, are you familiar with Donnie Dockin?
I was once rocking with Dockin, Tony.
How about that? I was a big Y&T guy, TR, back in the day, because they had the robot that used to dance
Wasp.
Around.
I was a big Wasp fan, Tony.
Hey, easy, buddy. You're don't.
Damn,
don't.
Y'all are, man. That's deeper.
Hey, TR tonight. TR.
I wasn't into the Wasp deal, man. It was too, I don't know, man.
I married one, and my grandmother told me I had a mixed marriage. TR, is there anything else for us tonight on this Smartway Dalton Behring victorious night where our volunteers improved to 12?
I'm blinded in Texas with Hatfield's commentary, brah. Blinded in Texas. Oh, my God.
Let's go back to our phones, grab our next call. Hello, 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in here. Smartway, Dalton and Behring and Hydraulics, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. Fort Knox. Oh, man. Fort Knox, great to talk to you.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now, man, while I was deployed in Afghanistan, man, I listened to your show and Swain's show. It actually meant a lot to me, man.
What you did for us means way more than that, but I'm glad we could give you a little lifeline from home. Internet's an amazing thing, and thank you so much for your service. How long have you been back, man?
I've been back for a year now, but
praise God.
I love listening to your show. I didn't know that you did the shows after the game, so whenever I heard about it, I had to hit on it. So
I hope you're enjoying it, man. Thank you.
Oh, I'll tell you this. Cabrera tonight, I think he had to go to the hospital because Amani Moore, he broke his ankles a couple of times on those.
Wow. Where did that come from? Amani Moore, Keith, has got some moves going to the hoop now. I mean, some serious coaching, some player development is going on out there.
And well, what'd you get there? Tony, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, what I was saying is that I totally agree with you, Tony, that Amani Moore, he has become that Dane Bradshaw of this new team.
Yeah, I mean, they both were recruited as point guards. Neither of them looked like point guards. Both of them looked woefully out of place when they tried to play that position. Both of them found their way under new coaches. Both guys are heart and soul guys. Both guys are hard to root against. Both guys do things that make you sometimes shake your head and go, what in the world are they doing? And then sometimes they do things and you go, geez, man, I want to battle with a guy like that. I want a guy like that in my team.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, I really enjoyed that game tonight. I mean, I understand the second half is what it had, but
what
I
is?
Really enjoyed that game.
Hey, we take it for what it is, though. I mean, this team has so many imperfections. They're so whatever they are. You know, they're unwatchable at times, but that was though they fumbled and bumbled down the stretch, that was a beautiful basketball game tonight because we all appreciate the level of effort that these guys are giving us. And that's, as a fan, that's all I can expect from you. If you try, and you lose, hey man, so what? But these guys are never going to be confused for some of these other editions of Tennessee basketball we saw in recent years that just rolled the ball out there and didn't make any effort. These guys here give you 100%, and that's all any of us can ask.
Hey, one more thing, Tony. It just doesn't this have that feel of like Bruce Pearl's first team?
No, that team was so much more talented. But what it does have a feel of is just a great surprise that's taking shape in front of us. And the thing about college basketball is right now is that it's so full of pedestrian teams. When you watch college basketball night in and night out, that this Tennessee team can beat a Kansas State. They can beat an Arkansas. Now, can they compete with Kentucky? I don't think so, but I guess it's going to be in this building. It's going to be a huge crowd. I guess anything's possible, right? Anything's possible.
Totally agree with you, Tony. Totally agree. Well, guys, I'm going to get off here and let you guys have a good night, okay?
Man, thank you so much. And thank you again for your service and your kind words. But really, your service more than your kind words. Let's go back to our phones. Keith, you were going to say before you let that fellow finish, and I'm proud of you, Keith, for doing that. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I think the thing that you see is the reason Armani Moore is able to get to the basket and stuff now is it's a lot different trying to handle the ball against a guard who's probably as quick, if not quicker than you are, as opposed to kind of these lumbering power forward and center type guys that are having to come out and play him. I mean, they're not going to be able to stay in front of him very often. There aren't many fours and fives in any league. They're going to be able to stay in front of Armani Moore.
Yeah, and he's going to get beat on the other end on rebounds like he did tonight. So you got to make the trade. You hope on the offensive end though that he can make it stick. And so far, Keith, I mean, tonight Armani Moore goes out and backs up his effort that he had the other day. With this is Armani Moore's line for the night. You tell me if this is any good. He's 4 of 6 from the field. He's 3 of 5 from the line. He grabs 2 rebounds, 1 offensive, 1 defense. He has in the game 11 points, 2 assists, 1 block, 2 steals. And he turns the ball over 3 times in 33 minutes. That's a pretty damn good night of basketball right there.
I think other than that this team probably needs a few more rebounds than that out of him, I think you'd take that every night.
Back to our phones we go at 865-200-5402. I want to thank Randy Dalton and my friends at Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. You know, if it's not for Smartway and Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, I'm not up right now, and we're not doing this. So if you get the opportunity, hey, shoot those folks an email. Stop in their stores. Thank them for providing this. And we're doing it commercial, break-free. So we keep the conversation going. And after football games, we'll go 3 hours. After the Arkansas game the other night, Keith, we went 2.5 hours.
Oh, no doubt. I think the response for this has been fantastic, and that's a testament to the Tennessee fans. I think people genuinely love their basketball here, always have. I mean, you don't finish in the top 10 or so in the nation 49 out of 50 years or whatever it's been in attendance if people don't care.
Just like at Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, last year they sold over 350,000 AC and DC hydraulic cylinders and hydraulic power units. 350,000 nationwide, worldwide, right out of Little Granger County, Tennessee. And you know what? They're going to blow the doors off those numbers this year. Why? Because they're your number one source, whether it's standard stock or off the shelf, custom hydraulic cylinders and power units. And they also have anything that turns or makes mobile components work, like hoses, hose assemblies, fittings, couplings, hydraulic motors, thousands of bearings. I mean, who knows? TR might be able to get up there and get his bearings back. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, online at daltonhydraulic.com. Do you believe they have the type of bearings that TR needs after listening to his phone call tonight?
Well, TR appeared to have his bearings tonight. I thought TR was on point tonight.
TR called Saturday and literally cussed me out on the air, and we're still taking his phone call. because TR can get away with it. That's why. Back to the phones we go. Let's grab our next call. Hello and welcome. Smartway, Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Thank you for waiting, and hello.
Hey, guys. It's Mouthpiece.
Hey, MP.
Hey, I think Reese is probably turning into the MVP of the team. He gets these timely rebounds. And who would have ever thought he could have been a guy that you could plug in there? And I mean, he's like one of the players, two or three players on the team that I feel confident seeing on the floor right now. You know, when you look around, you're like, well, where are we going to get scoring from with this lineup? I don't know. He's growing on me a lot. What do you think, Keith?
He's certainly played far better than I ever envisioned he would. I gotta admit, I wasn't terribly comfortable with him shooting the free throws to try to clinch it at the end tonight, but I mean, outside of Josh and probably Kevin Punter, who actually bricked a couple tonight, there's not a whole lot of guys on that team I want to see at the line at the end of a game.
Yeah, you know, you're up nine there. If Punter hits those or hits one of those, that never gets as dicey as it gets. That's, you know, we talk about having a slim margin for error, and that show that bears it out. And even back to the Arkansas game, you know, this team, when they don't hit clutch free throws, it can be a whole different game, Tony. It's really unreal the way these guys have responded to this staff. You lose two coaches when all that stuff comes out, or whatever, they have to step down or get fired. And then all this stuff today, I really thought today, hearing all this news, I didn't think it necessarily would make Kendall change his way of doing things, but I thought it would make the team sort of get in the back of their mind, oh, my God, do we have to go through this? Here comes the mom. They're unflappable.
They could care less. I'm convinced they could literally care less and will care less. When that letter comes, they're not going to – these guys are going to play ball, and it's going to be in front of them. And the truth is right now, I mean, guys, we're looking at a basketball team that's sitting there. I mean, think about this, MP. They are sitting there at 12-5. They're going to get, if they win Saturday, which I think they will, to go to 13-5, they're going to get some top 25 votes. If you guys want to laugh at that, go right ahead, Keith. Go ahead and laugh. But they deserve it with their resume.
Oh, I mean, there are plenty of teams getting votes whose resume isn't as good as Tennessee's.
If they right now, Saturday. You could almost say, couldn't you, that there's a better chance Tennessee makes the tournament than misses it? Are we almost to that point yet, do you think, Keith?
Well, I think you've got to stack up. I need to see three of these next four in the win column before I start getting comfortable there. I mean, I don't think they're to that level yet. I don't think they're to that level of comfort yet.
But your magic number is six, right?
It's down to six. I think I said it was eight, and they've won the two since, so it's down to six.
Tony, my thoughts are when all this stuff comes out, and I mean, you've tempered me and a lot of my friends, a lot of the people you know that support your show, and we all tweet together, we have a good time, but, you know, we know there's going to be a bad cloud coming when the announcement comes. I'll guarantee you they've got that ready to spill. And they're going to tell ESPN to spill it right off the heels of a bad beatdown loss, and they're holding it for the Kentucky game. Is my prediction that they're going to unleash it the week. Their hopes are that Kentucky comes in here and just blows us out, and then they're going to throw the letter out. But they will wait for a bad loss, because obviously we're going to have a bad loss. That's when we'll get the letter.
That's weird, because they were expecting it to come, I'll be honest with you, and within the first 14 or 15 days of January is when they were expecting it. So right now they're in that period, and I think today was the first movement toward the letter coming. And I'm just preparing everybody, okay? The letter's not, it's going to look ugly. It's not as ugly as it seems based on the people I've talked to. Now, I am not promising that Donnie Tindall's going to be back here next year. I don't know. I do know this. His level of support, these money people, many of whom I know, have totally bought in and have rallied around him to the point now where at one point he had a foot and a half out the door back in November when this whole thing broke. He is now solidly 2 feet in the inner circle, and his entire body is now in the inner circle, and they're going to have to forcibly remove him. Because the guy has endeared himself to a lot of people. Not only the coaching, but his humility behind the scenes. He's just pushed a lot of right buttons. The way that Butch Jones has pushed a lot of right buttons off the field, this guy has pushed a lot of right buttons off the field.
Just a couple quick questions before I jump off. When you look at Kendall, and obviously the money men are going to look at his body of work, and they're going to project to the future 2 or 3 years. What's our worst case scenario and what's our best case scenario with NCAA?
That's right.
Don't you guys think that given that a lot of these, the NCAA with the Big Five conferences, their players are going to be able to get paid some. Are we at the cusp of to where the NCAA is not going to have that iron hammer like they would have? Then I'll ask another quick question, and
Just go ahead and ask your question, because I think you're right. I think we're going to see a sea change, and we're in the middle of it.
Keith, I know you made fun of me calling this Martin guy muscular buzz, but is it time we start to call this guy the fraud that he is? I mean, my God.
We'll revisit that next year when they're firmly inside the top 25 this time next year.
Well, I just think, how does he not win tonight?
They've got the same problem we have. They don't have a point guard.
No, but they don't win games.
They've got the same problem Tennessee does. They don't have a point guard.
Well, I just think, and I think certain schools you just can't win at, and I think that's a basketball job that you just can't win at.
Totally agree. You know what he did? He took his career advice from Doug Marrone when he took that job. You don't do that. You don't leave Kansas State for that place. I mean, I don't care how much. All these guys have a tremendous amount of chutzpah and belief in their ability, and, hey, great for them, and maybe that's what makes them special in their field. Hatfield, you don't do that. You don't leave Kansas State. We know John Curry's a human behind. You don't do that, Hatfield.
Well, no, you leave for somewhere else. You don't leave. While the guy has the personality of a street sign, Eddie Fogler's a pretty damn good basketball coach, and that place killed his career.
Killed. I mean, made a broadcaster out of him.
And then Dave Odom, was a guy that had some really good teams at Wake, and he kind of, maybe stabilized the program, and I don't know if they won the NIT or they got close, but.
No, they won it twice. They won it back to back. They won two straight NITs.
But I mean, he started 19-6 1 year, and I think he got bounced in the first round. For whatever reason, them in Georgia, that's two jobs you cannot win at in this league. And I think, it's weird because both those states have a lot of great high school basketball. But for whatever reason, they can't get it done. Tony, is Phelpsy on the Twitter?
I have not noticed Phelpsy on the Twitter. I'm busy knocking out my blog here, so I don't have to stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Last thing before I let you go, we need to have a road game watch party on one of these Saturdays.
I think
the mayor of South Knoxville, according to my sources, will be in attendance.
865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Tennessee wins tonight 66-62. They go to 12-5 on the year, 4-1 in the league. Richardson with 13 and 8 turnovers. And here's your stat of the night, Keith. Tennessee wins tonight in spite of, this is when you know you're living well, okay, in college basketball. They won tonight, Keith, despite this line. 18 turnovers and only 9 assists. Now, if you're South Carolina, you out-rebound somebody by 6. They commit 18 turnovers in your building to only 9 assists. And they beat you. And they don't have a guy on the floor over 6'8", basically the entire night. You don't think that would mystify you, Keith?
Oh, I think the look on Frank's face when he came out, for the second half with his interview with Dino kind of showed exactly what his thoughts on the game tonight were.
Yeah, and his thing was like, don't blame me. We got to make shots, but you got to do better than that. I mean, Donnie's not saying that. Although tonight, when Tennessee hits shots, they're pretty watchable. They're fun to watch, and they shot over 50% from the field, and ultimately that's why they get out of Columbia with a win. Let's go back to our phones. Hey, Keith, by the way, before we do, what time is the game time on Saturday?
I want to say Saturday's 1 o'clock maybe.
Okay, so we're on the air in the middle of the afternoon on Saturday. Okay, and then from there it'll be countdown to the Pro Bowl. By the way, one word about pro football today, just a quick word. I was really, really sad to see that 11 of the 12 balls were tampered with up in New England this weekend. And somebody will be fired for that because Bill Belichick was going to be upset with the support people because all 12 balls were not tampered with.
Exactly. I was going to say, I'm irate.
Exactly.
The Patriots are better heels than that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't leave one properly inflated.
I mean, what is that?
You got to do all 12.
No,
you got to do all 12.
We don't believe in the half pregnant around here. Let's go back to the phones and grab our next call. Hello and welcome.
Is it me?
Yes. Hello.
T-Bone, it's Bigger Al.
Hey, great talk to you, man.
Who was the last person we heard from the deflationary balls?
Lane Kiffin.
Exactly.
That's right. Lane Kiffin was playing with balls.
Exactly. But it wasn't his fault. It was the student manager.
Oh, that's right.
He got, he was severely dealt with, right?
He was severely. I mean, this guy is going to get severely dealt with.
Well, I'm looking at this NCAA thing, and I think John Calipari, right? Resides over UMass,
mm-hmm.
Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
They forfeit Final Four. Yet John goes on unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a chance that happens here?
Always a chance. Look, anytime you get the NCAA involved, it's like trying to predict the weather. And predicting the weather in East Tennessee is a great analogy because you can't from 5 minutes to the next. And so, yeah, anytime you get the NCAA involved, hey, man, all bets are off. But I think today shows you that there are two sides to that deal down there at Southern Miss. And I think they're concerned, and you'll see it tomorrow in my report, that they had a compliance issue.
Okay. I will look forward to seeing that. But I'm just wondering, can we, like, proactively go out and say, as a university, in the event that we have a losing season, we will take ourselves out of consideration for the NCAA tournament?
Well, I think next year what we need to do is, let's say that Butch Jones in year three has a crash and burn year. So what you need to do is, which he's not going to, but let's just say you do, right? I mean, that'd be like us. That would have been like us in Lane Kiffin's third year coming out at the end of November and going, we are not in consideration for a bowl game.
Right.
Or, like I said earlier, be like me, 105 pounds, skinny as a rail, pimples all over my face, walking up to the most beautiful girl.
You're buck 30. You're easily a buck 30.
Well, I mean, now I'm bigger than that. But I'm talking about in high school, bro.
Oh.
Walking up to the most beautiful girl and going, hey, you know what? I've decided I'm not going to date you. She'd look at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
You ain't my league, brah.
But oh, it's even better, Tony.
That's what Southern Miss just did.
That's exactly what they just did.
Oh, they did one better. I just was sitting here listening to Gary Parrish on the CBS show. Apparently, CUSA is going to that tournament model where everybody doesn't make the conference tournament. No, they're probably not taking any kind of sanction because they probably weren't even going to make the conference tournament.
That's pretty rich. No kidding.
Maybe they give a bit. They give a bit to Houston or SMU or I don't know. Ken knows. Ken knows this.
So rich. That is so beyond rich. But I like how Seth Davis, why does Seth Davis hate Tennessee so much? I know the fans flame him.
Does he really?
Oh, he despises him. He is so in love with Konzo Martin. The narrative is, in Seth Davis's world, and it fits his worldview, that we ran Konzo Martin out of here. And Konzo plays the martyr. It's what he does. He badmouthed this school behind the scenes from pillar to post, man. And I'll tell you something. I had today on the program Chris Dortch from Blue Ribbon.
How much money do we pay Konzo Martyr while we were running him out of town?
We offered him a multi-million dollar contract that was on the table for him to sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really sorry we fired him. What are they taught? What is that? But I appreciate your call.